I was scheduled for 12 o'clock.
That's our music. See, that was my son lighting. That was Alex. He just left. I'm Howie Mandel. This is Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
I'm Jacqueline Schultz, his daughter.
And I'm really excited today.
I know you are.
Okay, because I don't know if anybody knows this, but I'm on TikTok.
I think people know.
But not only do I post, I spend more time listening and watching and finding. And I found this guy, Sonny. What's the name of the group, Sonny?
We are Sonny and the Black Pack. That's our official name. But our TikTok name is Black Media Presents.
Okay. And anyway, Black Media Presents, which if you're not following, and they're on right now, you're on TikTok Live. So everybody that's listening on TikTok Live right now knows this. But anybody who's listening or watching this on YouTube right now, Black Media, you got to watch this. Are you on every night?
We used to be on every night. We'd had to dial it back because I got to get a little more rest. But we're on Tuesday through Thursday, 8:30 p.m. PST or PDT. And then we're on Fridays at noon. That's a new time that we added.
This is the golden buzzer of TikTok. These guys are amazing musicians, amazing human beings, and Sonny, I know you. Introduce me to the rest of the band.
Okay, so this is Alex. Let me change cameras real quick. I won't be able to do this in performance.
I know, but some people are, and talk like, you remember, this is a podcast, so a lot of people are just listening to Audible.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So this guy right here, excuse me. That is Alex right there.
Yes.
That's Alex Rain.
And Alex
plays our guitarist.
Guitarist.
He's official Kala ukulele guitarist. Wonderful, wonderful person. Really great guy. He produces for us. He writes with us. He's one of my best friends in the whole world. And that's Alex Rain.
Can I be honest with you, just from watching and as a viewer, I've never liked Alex.
You know, I felt the same way. I the same thing. I just can't stand the guy. I can't stand him.
And on percussion?
And on percussion, we've got Mr. Jake Stockley. He's also our band manager. He handles all the tech and a lot of the background business. But he's our percussionist, our drummer, and he also sings backup along with Alex, too. Both of them sing backup as well.
Do you guys tour? Because I wanted you to come down. Yeah.
Okay, so we used to tour. Right before COVID happened, we had gone on our biggest leg. We got asked personally by Boz Skaggs to open for him.
Wow.
And it was amazing. It was awesome. But then COVID came, and right at the same time, I actually some kind of weird kismet or destiny, I actually got really sick right before COVID hit. I was in the hospital when COVID came. I got really sick. I had an infection because I suffered from lymphedema. And
what is that?
It got me really bad. I actually almost died.
I'm sorry.
They removed a pound, like, I don't know, about this big of flesh out of my body because it had gone necrotic from a infection that was inside my body. So
I don't know what anything that you're saying. I know it sounds bad. I don't know what necrotic is. I don't know what lymphatic, whatever you're saying you have. What is that?
It's so basically, because of my size, I'm a big guy, something happened with my circulation, and in certain areas of my body, it started to take in lymph fluid, and it started to expand and get really, really big and ginormous. And in that area that's affected, it's my lower stomach, my kind of lower belly. And in the area that affected, it got actually, because of the bad circulation, I had an infection.
Oh.
And it was really bad because I couldn't see it. I couldn't tell it was there. It just was there happening inside. The flesh inside actually started dying. And then when that happens, it could spread throughout all your body. My body started going sepsis and all this stuff, and it's just really scary. But luckily, we caught it in time. I got an operation. They took out all the bad stuff. I mean, I'm not fixed. I still deal with lymphedema every day, which is this bad circulation
I have.
You know,
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I mean,
I'll tell you, as bad as that sounds, you make so many people feel good with your sound. I'll talk to you a little bit more, but I want just people who haven't heard you before just to hear something. And listen, you have original music. You're an amazing musician yourself. He plays keyboard. I love your ukulele playing. And I watch everything. Just to give you an idea, and one of the first things I heard was the theme song to Toys R Us. And I went, oh my God, what is that? And can you just play the theme song to Toys R Us, your style?
You got it. You got it.
Listen to all this, right, let's you'll hear why I became a fan.
Let's do this. All right. Ready?
No, just give me a second. Now I am.
Let's talk to the boys. Come on, here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go.
One, two, three.
I don't wanna grow up. I am a Toys R Us kid. A million toys at Toys R Us. I can play with. I wanna grow up. I am a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid from bikes to chains. The video games, the biggest toy store that there is. Gee whiz, I don't wanna grow up, 'cause baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. A million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't wanna grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You're out of flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games, the biggest store that there is. Gee whiz, I don't wanna grow up, 'cause baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Awesome.
Is that a hummus, dude? Gosh.
Wait,
you're going
is that
to the
a
next round?
Is that a kazoo trumpet?
Yeah, it's just a kazoo, but it's just shaped like a trumpet with little buttons on it. But it's like, here, let me see. It's like,
oh wow,
that's the coolest thing ever.
Where you're sitting is cool. What is your collection behind you? Besides the guitars on the other screen, toys.
Yeah, this is a bunch of toys. So I'm a big toy nerd. I love Transformers.
Right.
I have Transformers. I have all sorts of different Transformers. I have weird Transformers that you can't find. All sorts of weird collections of Ninja Turtles down there.
Right.
And there's some weird stuffed animal I just have there. One of my relatives gave me that. And then there's a puppet. That's me as a puppet.
Wow.
Right there.
So you are a Toys R Us kid.
I very much am. I really am. It was like a dream of mine when I was a kid to go and hang out at Toys R Us kid. Toys R Us. That's all I wanted to do was just hang out at Toys R Us.
Well, if they were still open, I'm telling you, they would probably hire you to be the spokesperson musical.
I heard that they're reopening. I'm not sure what the deal is.
They are.
Too. If anybody here has anybody who's listening has anything to do with Toys R Us, the reinvention of Toys R Us, this is got to be your updated theme. It really does. So what's the weirdest, what kind of music when you, like, I also heard you do like Itsy Bitsy Spider and things like that, and also like classics. What do you enjoy? You enjoy it all?
Man, honestly, we enjoyed everything we play. There's nothing that we play where we don't enjoy. And that's kind of a rule of ours. We don't do it unless we enjoy it. But we do everything from like, you know, nursery rhyme stuff, which has been the big thing lately.
Yeah.
To like jazz, funk, hip hop, pop rock, R&B. I mean, we literally, that's kind of one of the reasons why we named ourselves the Black Pack. The idea behind the Black Pack is that if you take a painter's palette, mm-hmm. and you mix all the colors up in the palette, The color that you get is something very close to black. And that's the way we look at our music, is that we are a variety of every type, every style, and we're a flavor of all sorts of different personalities. And together we become one, which is the color black.
I love that. I didn't know that. And now I know that. You. Play another nursery rhyme for me.
Let's do it. All right.
Which one's this?
The OG. We can do Spider.
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and he's on the ukulele.
Yeah, this is my mandolin.
Mandolin. I should have known that.
Yeah, and I only started playing this when I bought it, which is about a couple months ago. But I'm trying to learn it and get it right. So excuse my imperfectness, but I'll do what I can. All right, ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a spider when up to write a spell. Town came the rain and rushed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. It's a bitch of spider when up to spout again. It's a bitch of spider when up to write a spell. Town came the rain and rushed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. It's a bitch of spider when up to spout again. It's a bitch of spider spun a spider web. Grasshopper whose life began to end, sucked up all the juices and grew a size of day. It's a bitchy spider who built the web of rain. It's a bitchy spider went up to at his bow. Town came to rain and watched the spider out. Now came the sun and dried up all the rain. It's a bitchy spider went up to spout again. It's a bitchy spider laid a clutch of eggs. Out here to spider lean to eat with all eight legs. Spider little web ballooning through the sky. And the bitchy spider was happy then to die. The bitchy spider went up the water spout. Down in the rain to wash the spider out. Now we can and try to fall the rain. And the bitchy spider went up the spout again. And the bitchy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain to wash the spider out. Now came the sun and try to fall the rain.
Perfect on the mandolin. Perfect on the mandolin.
I have to tell you, you need to make a kids album because I have kids and I do not like playing kids music. It drives me nuts. But if I had your album, I would play it.
You know,
and
that's
love
a good
it.
Idea. You know, there are so many parents out there that want to listen to the same music their kids listen to. You should. Have you recorded? And do you have things that people can stream?
We do. We have some stuff that recorded. It's really tough for us between our live schedule and life. Recording is one of the things that takes one of the longest, hardest things for us to do. So we do have stuff that's available on Spotify and iTunes. We don't have any of the nursery rhyme stuff at all, but we're trying to get it up. We want to do a Kickstarter for it, but the logistics of it have actually been a lot harder than we thought, and it's been
Why
really
is that?
Tough to get through.
They're public domain, aren't they, the songs?
Most of them are. Not every single one. I believe like Itsy Bitsy is and maybe You Are My Sunshine and a few others. There's quite a big list, but part of it has to do with the business part with our actually with taxes and things like that we're trying to figure out. So once we figure that all out and get everything filed properly, then we could probably start the Kickstarter.
Are you
off, right?
Suggesting the IRS is after you right now?
Excuse me?
Are you suggesting the IRS is after you right now?
I don't know. I'm just gonna, what?
Okay. So right now you're spending all your time doing live performances on TikTok and then also doing live shows as well, right?
We were doing live shows, and once the pandemic started, we actually haven't been back on the road since.
Are you making money on TikTok?
We're making money.
Oh, you can't say it. The IRS is probably listening.
Yeah.
No money.
I'm not making that much money.
You're not making that much money. Hey, listen, if you want to do a kids album and there's some way that you could tie me, I would help you promote it. I would, it could be Bobby's World Presents, Black Media, whatever you want. I just think that we could do this together.
Whatever you want to do, I'm down for it.
I want
whatever
the world to hear your music. What do you want to play next? I have a lot of questions, and whatever we want to talk about, I could talk about. But this is, I feel like I found this gem that I just want to share with the world. And the thing is that I don't like the sound of my own voice when you three are sitting there, and you can make such much sweeter sounds than me or my daughter can.
Hey.
Well, okay, wait. Don't play anything. I'm going to have Jackie sing.
No, no.
Go ahead.
No.
Go
ahead. No.
Jackie, you sing You Are My Sunshine, and we'll compare it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jackie.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
That was good. Now you guys
Yay!
Do it.
Thank you.
Wait, now let's hear you guys.
Okay.
And I'll judge.
I think I'm going to win.
I don't think so.
I just want to say, I would love to have you feature on the album.
No way.
Absolutely. Okay. We have to. I think on that voice alone.
Thank you.
I think it's definitive that you're going to guest feature with me.
Thank you.
Well, show her how it's done.
See, Dad, I'm good.
No, I don't think so. No. I just think he's nice.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
The other night, dear, as I was sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, dear, I was mistaken, so I bowed my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Got a feeling, Jackie, they're doing better than you.
Shut up, Dad.
Hit it.
Nothing else could come between, and now you left me to love another. You have shattered all my dreams. Oh, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Wow.
I'll let you guys sing with me sometime if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Jackie?
Yeah.
You don't see the difference?
No, I do. I'm joking.
Okay, that was amazing. Everything you do is amazing. What is your favorite? What when you're not playing, what do you listen to?
Man, I it's literally a variety. Like, one of my top favorites, honestly, though, is my personal favorite is, I actually listen to a lot of weird, crazy, outside, abstract jazz. It's like Ornette Coleman, like Miles, weird stuff. I mean, I like Miles, like kind of blue stuff, but I like the weird stuff
Miles
too.
Davis.
I have a lot of really eccentric jazz taste. Alex, what do you listen to?
Oh, man. A lot of Miles, you know, a lot of hip hop. I've been on
Miles and hip hop.
Biggie kick, actually, recently. I was listening to Biggie last night.
You guys do any hip hop?
We do. I don't know if we have anything prepared for you.
No,
today,
you don't have to.
Do
you don't
definitely.
Have to. What's the weirdest song?
We definitely do hip-hop. We absolutely do.
What's the weirdest song you have prepared that you could play today? The weirdest. Like, surprise. I think everything you're playing is kind of weird and surprising that there is a group putting together these Are you talking amongst yourselves now? Or are you?
No. I'm just thinking. I think the weirdest song actually, I think this one is kind of, it's another nursery rhyme.
Go ahead.
But it's, yeah, this is weird to me because like, okay, so here's the story with this song. This song is like, it's a really hated song. All right. I did this song because everyone hates it. And,
is that
and
Shark,
I hate
Baby
it.
Shark?
No, I hate that song too, but that's not the song I'm talking about. So that song, it just gets weird and funny and monotonous and old, right?
Right.
So we took this song and we decided to rip it up. And again, just to let you know, Howie, all these songs that you're hearing today, these versions, except for Toys R Us Kid, they're all versions that no one's ever heard. This is the first time we're performing them this way. Like the short format on TikTok, but these are literally the world premiere of Itsy Bitsy Spider and You Are My Sunshine in the full version, including this song. So we've done a snippet of this one. This is Wheels on the Bus.
Don't they go round and round?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Right. So we're going to do Wheels on the Bus. And hopefully we don't make you throw up from how terrible the song is, but we're going to do it. So.
Really? Oh, yeah, that was when my daughter got married. That was the first dance. That was the song they sang. They played.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wheels on the Bus?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this is bring it back for our anniversary. No, let's play it. This is going to remind her of our wedding.
Awesome. You change your guitar. One sec. Let me change the guitars real fast.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Alex. Change.
I have an Alex, too. My son Alex is here. My son Alex.
Okay.
I have an Alex, too. My husband Alex.
We have a lot of Alex.
We do have a lot of
Alex. She has an Alex, too. Her husband is named Alex.
So is my son. He's
and my brother.
It. He's producing this.
And your brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's part
Which
of our
makes
seven.
It weird.
How many people are in your channel right now?
In our channel is 2,300.
So we haven't added one. We haven't even added one.
I think
we
went
down. You were 2,300 when you were alone. Then I came on, and not one more person came on board. This is not good for my ego. Let's all sing the wheels on the bus go round and round. Go.
I'm going to unmute you, okay? Ready? Okay. Okay, I'm good. Ready? All right, here we go. Let's go. Wheels on the bus. Don't throw up. Here we go.
One, two.
One second. Okay. Go.
One, two, three. Go round and round, round and round. I sit around and round. Wheels on the bus go round and round, all around the town. The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 swish. I sit a swish. The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 all around the town. The driver on the bus go move on back, move on back. I said move on back. Driver on the bus go move on back. People on the bus go whoop,
oh yeah,
up and down. I said up and down. People on the bus go whoop,
oh yeah,
all around the town. The horn on the bus go beep beep beep, beep beep beep, beep beep beep, beep. Horn on the bus go beep. Town. A baby on the bus go wah, wah, crying all the way. The baby on the bus go wah, wah, all around the town. Parents on the bus go shh, 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 shut it down, shut it down. Parent on the bus go shh, 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 all around the town. Go round and round, round and round. I sit around and round. Wheels on the bus go round and round, all around the town.
Wow, I want to get on a bus. And that's a world premiere. Okay, this is a part that I'm going to edit out. Jeremy, do we have a recording from his side?
We do.
Okay, so good. So we have it. We went down a little bit. We'll edit this part out so we have it. But that was amazing. I heard the... All right, you'll edit that out. Great. Wow.
You know, they also have original songs, too. Do you guys prefer playing your original music? Or?
No, we don't have a preference.
No,
we
you
love
don't?
Doing okay. all music. We're not biased towards our own music at all. We love originals, we love covers, we love canvases, everything and anything.
I have to tell you, The Wheels on the Bus, though, I wish I knew that you sang that song during my wedding. I would have had you there or played your version of it. It was way better than the version I danced to.
We would have been very honored.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just amazed at what you can do. And every one of these songs, in my mind, deserves to go viral, deserves to be streamed, deserves to be...
They do go viral. They're huge on TikTok.
I know, but even okay. more, even okay. more.
All right.
Even more. And I would love to see you live. When do you think you're going to be out live again?
We have to see. A lot of that actually lies on my health. So I've been on a journey since I came out of the hospital about 2 years ago. I lost 200 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. Yeah, or is that
thank you.
Yeah.
It's been really, really hard to do that, but I've maintained steady, and because of that I'm healthier now, but I've still got a lot more to go. I'm a pretty big guy, Howie, and I'm trying to get down there to the point where I can be safer from things like COVID. If I get sick right now with the lymphedema that I have and the problems that I have, it's just dangerous. So, like, we've had offers to go on different TV shows. I've had to turn them down because I've been scared to get, you know, to get sick.
Oh my god!
So I just, you know, this is like
you're being careful now, and you're watching your health.
Now.
Though I've seen you,
I'm sorry?
But you're taking care of yourself, right?
I am. I'm trying every day. Every day, my family, we all fight together. We cook healthy food. I walk. I get exercise. I try to sleep more. That doesn't happen very often, but I try, and I'm trying to get healthier every day. It's such a journey with my family support. I'm so lucky, but it's not easy.
How'd you meet the other members of the band? How did you guys all get together, and how long have you been together?
Oh, man.
Alex, you want to talk about this one here?
Oh, man. It's like a movie, like, seriously, when I think about it. So I was at a guitar center playing guitar, as guitar players do. And
at the guitar center?
Like, yeah, at guitar center, and... It was so funny. So I was playing guitar in this like expensive guitar room, basically. And Sonny walked in, and we had our backs to each other, but we just started jamming for. It felt like, I don't know how long, like an hour or something.
Yeah, it felt like
that.
A long time.
Yeah, we were just. I didn't even see him. He didn't even see me. We were just, you know, facing away, and we started jamming, and then, you know, we both turned around and. Locked eyes and
and it was love.
It was a very look. It really does seem like I saw him and I was hitting on him, but that's not the case. But right. That's very much what it felt like. He was playing guitar across the room. I walked in. I was like, wow, that guy's seeming sexy on the guitar. So I started playing ran. I didn't even look at him. I had my back face to him, right back to back. We're like away from me on each other on the other side of the room, right? But we started jamming and we played for like 20, 30 minutes at least.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And then at the end of the jam, I didn't even look at him. Oh. I didn't even talk to him. I kind of glanced at you, gave you like a sly little like nod.
Yeah.
And then I walked away. I went to the car, and then I sent Jake. I said, Jake, go get his number. Jake, go get his number. Go get his number. We're going to play with this guy.
Wow.
And then the rest is history.
But he understood when he got a note from Jake saying, my friend wants to play with you. He knew music. He knew music, right? He knew what you were talking about. How did you know Jake?
Yeah, he knew.
I knew. I knew. I understood.
He knew.
How do you know Jake?
How do I know Jake? Oh, hold on. One sec. Jake, you take this.
I've known Sonny for a long time.
Thank you. That's a good story. That one, that story isn't as good as the first story about the eyes locking, but it is a good story. Go ahead.
I met Sonny when I was just a kid, really. I was 13 years old. And pretty quickly became like a mentor, like a brother, big brother to me. I love the guy. And ever since then, we've just been working together on music and anything under the sun.
Do you play a full set of drums? Do you play, because I noticed here you're playing either the box or the congas.
Yeah,
Sorry.
When we go, when we play like kind of a bigger shows and outside of the studio, we'll do full drum set, electric guitar, bass, the whole deal.
And where are you? Is this Sonny's house?
We all live together. It's not my house. It's actually my friend's house. And we live here. We rent the house together, and we're very lucky. So Alex doesn't live here anymore. He comes over. He basically lives here almost. So Alex does not. But Jake and there's Kristen. There's Eric. There's a few other people. My wife, my dog. We all live together, and we do music together on different platforms, different things. We have other versions of our band. We have people that come in. We have Ryu Carr, who comes in and plays bass all the time. He's one of our best friends. We have Tammy, who comes in and she does guitar and backup. It's wild. We're very organic kind of group that just changes pieces all the time.
But you know, it comes off like that. When I watch, it's the most comforting. There's kind of a warm heartbeat that goes along with your music. And you could see that everybody loves each other. Everybody is having a good time. And it doesn't feel like a job. It doesn't feel like a concert. I'm talking from a viewer and a listener. You know, and I leave it on for hours, you know, I'll watch the whole stream. My wife and I just lie there and we listen and watch the whole stream sometimes. I was on for months and months before I messaged you, but I just thought it was like the coolest thing I ever saw. You guys are just so cool. I love listening to you. You want to play us something else?
Sure.
I think it's amazing that you are able to transition from doing live shows and then now doing them on TikTok and make a living and continue doing what you love to do.
It is the best concert on TikTok.
Yeah.
And TikTok is there for the entire world. So I'm telling, if anybody hasn't clicked into them, click into them and watch them. It's better than anything you can do your own. It's just an amazing, it feels good. It's really comforting. I don't know why you're so comforting. Even listening to you talk is comforting. And it's just this warm, fun feeling where I feel like I'm in a private club, just either smiling or grooving or just, you know, just having a good time. It's a real...
You guys, like, I have the same response to both of you and what you guys have said. Like, It's insane for you, Howie, to say what you're saying about the comfort is very special to all of us. It speaks great volumes because, and this also ties into what Jackie was saying about being able to transition from doing live shows into what we're doing now. Like, the whole point of what we're doing now is we do it because it's really what we love, and it's wonderful that we can make money, generate revenue, or find a way to make a living out of it. But the number one thing is that this is a passion, and I always say this on our streams. I say this when we're like in our video game streams or whatever it is that we're doing. We talk about how, like, even if there was no one listening, we would still do what we're doing because this is literally what we love to do. We're just lucky to be able to have a medium where people want to engage and share in it too. And the fact that you said that you feel that comfort is everything to us because we just want to bring you the joy that we feel when we're playing the music. Like, ultimately, if you like it, that's wonderful. If you don't, I understand. But, like, if we can get you to smile, then we've literally accomplished everything that we wanted to do with our music. That's it. That's what we want to do. We want to share the positivity and the love that we feel when we're playing this music together. If it can somehow transcend into what you feel in this moment, in this dark and kind of gloomy state that we're all in, then we've done what we needed to
do. So, one more time, make us smile. Play something.
All right. I'm going to do this one.
Okay. We're going to listen to this one. You said you're a gamer. What games are you playing? What do you stream?
Okay. Would we be okay to do an original song for you?
Yeah. I would love to. Right. Tell us about this. What is it?
All right. This one is called These Are the Moments. It's a song that Alex and I and Jake, we all wrote together. And it talks about how a lot of times life is, to people, it's about getting to the end and to the goals and to kind of where you wanted to be. For me, life is more about everything that happens in between. And this is a song called These Are the Moments. So, you want to change guitars? Okay, one second. We're going to change guitars real fast.
Well, I'm a proponent of that because, I always talk about my mental health and that, and the key to a good mental health is living in the now. You know, so this was going to speak to me. I cannot wait to hear it. Well, he gets a new guitar. What is the game you play on your gaming streams?
Oh, man, we play all sorts of games. Everything from Super Mario Maker for Nintendo Switch to League of Legends. We nerd out, Call of Duty, anything. We just get together, and we have a multi-cam setup where it shows four or five people playing at the same time, and we play as a family together.
Right.
On stream.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Anyway. You're not part of the family, Dad.
Do you play, Howie? What do you play?
No, I play. Sometimes I play Pong, and then
Duck Hunt.
And Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Okay. Anyway, let's hear the original song.
These are the moments. Let me mute your mic real quick. Or your guitar.
Duck Hunt used to be my favorite game.
Oh, I'll need my ukulele too. One second.
And here's the ukulele. I love his ukulele.
What's the difference between a ukulele and a mandolin?
Mandolin has 8 strings, and this one has 4 strings and different tuning.
I know, I was just testing you.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
not sure if I did, actually.
Here we go.
All right, these are the moments, original song. And this one is available on Spotify and iTunes and all this stuff.
All right.
So. Okay, here we go, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
wow, these are the moments. You guys are amazing. Can you just, we're going to wrap it up right now, but can you just shout out, where do you want people to download, like under your websites, or what do you want to promote?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can find our music on Spotify and iTunes, search Sunny and the Black Pack. Our biggest presence is probably TikTok. Please follow us there. We're named Black Media Presents. If you search that on Google, you can find us anywhere and everywhere. We got a Patreon. We got everything. Just search us on Google and you'll find us. But our biggest presence is TikTok, and we got lots of music on YouTube as well. Tons of free music on YouTube. We got like 70, 80 songs up there.
Sunny and the Black Pack, I hope this is the beginning of a relationship where I would love to help you to release music. I would love to be part of it. Thank you for singing with my daughter and showing us that she isn't as good as she thinks she is. You guys are great human beings. I wish you nothing but health. I wish you luck. And I think that I want to see you explode. And thank you for taking part in Howie Mandel Does Stuff. This has been a lot of fun stuff. See you guys.
Thank you, Howie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.